This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo, Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I'm still in first place, but you guys are gaining after I had a losing week, and all of us now under 500 together again. I had climbed back to 10-10, but now I'm under 500. But Boomer is two games behind me. I am 12-13 on the season. Boomer 10-15 on the season. Jerry 9-16 on the season. So this is it's an embarrassing thing for us. It's an exercise in futility each week.
It wouldn't be embarrassing if we had boobs.
That's right. We just... Oh, I do, actually.
Just not ones people want to see. So that's a problem.
All right. So, Jerry, here we go with week six.
All right. So we got five games. Ironically enough, four of the five we picked, we have home underdogs. But that's not the first game. The first game... the Ravens are hosting the Commanders. The Ravens are minus 6.5.
I love the 6.5 points here. I love what the Washington Commanders have been doing, and I know the Ravens' defense hasn't been great. They gave up a ton of points last week at Cincinnati. Now, they may confuse Jaden Daniels in this game. Can Jaden Daniels keep it up? I think he will. I think the Ravens will win the game, but I think Jaden Daniels will keep it within a touchdown. I'll take the 6.5 points and the Commanders.
Yeah, same here. Too many points. I've watched so much of this team for fantasy purposes, and I've fallen in love with Jaden Daniels, and this team is flying right now. They got a ton of confidence. If that Ravens defense didn't get tore up again against the Bengals, even though it won the game, I maybe might have a different opinion here, but it's too many points, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Commanders went in there and beat them, and that was a huge storyline this week. So give me the Commanders as well.
I know Washington wanted Arizona big, and if this game was in Washington, I would probably take them. But I think, since I like the Ravens to win, I'm not going to worry about the line. I'm going to take the Ravens minus the 6.5. Game number two. We've got the Denver Broncos at home against the L.A. Chargers. Denver at home, plus 3.
Denver's defense, man, creating turnovers, scoring touchdowns, supporting a young quarterback. The young quarterback's getting a little bit better each and every week. They don't score a lot of points. I think this is a low-scoring game. Remember, the Chargers, the last time we saw them, Justin Herbert actually got hurt. He hurt his ankle. He had a lower ankle sprain. The Chargers are, you know, solid team. This will be a tight game between these two. I'm going to lay the 3 points, and I'm going to take the Denver Broncos.
You're getting 3 with the Broncos.
I mean, I'm getting 3 points. That's correct. The home dog.
Yep. Yes,
I'm
getting
Right. Man. I have underrated the Broncos every single week, and it's burned me, but I'm going to do it again. I don't believe in that team. I think that their offense at times could be the worst in football, and I thought with the way that this defense is playing, this line would look different. So this is one of those fishy things for me. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers.
I was very impressed by the Denver Broncos defense, the way they kicked the crap out of Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago. I think this game's close. I think it's low scoring. I take Denver plus 3. Game 3. Lions, Cowboys, Dallas plus 3 at AT&T Stadium, where they are 0-2 this year.
I have the Lions as one of my top three teams in the NFC. They bring the heat with Aiden Hutchinson. He's all over the opposing quarterback. I think that's a matchup that's in the favor of the Lions. And I also think their offense can put points up against anybody, especially this Dallas defense. I think this game is an over game. I think both of these teams are going to score a lot of points. I'm going to take the favorite Detroit Lions.
Breakout spot for the Cowboys.
Wow.
Here it is. We've been waiting for it. I think this is the game that they do it. I'm still worried about their defense, but I think this is going to be the best offensive game that they've had up until this point. I like an angry Dak Prescott that I heard in the press conference you were playing earlier. So
I do have an inherent built-in bias against the Detroit Lions, but I am taking the Dallas Cowboys in this one.
Cowboys haven't lost to the Lions since 2013. Mm. Not to mention the fact they're tough. I mean, Jalen Tolbert won a game with sprained nuts.
He did.
On Sunday night. So I will take the Cowboys plus the three at home.
Of course you will.
I don't do that often. All right, here we go. Local teams. The Bengals and Giants Sunday night. The Giants plus 3.5 at home.
You know, I just like think the Bengals can score on anybody, and I think they will score a lot of points in this game. This is another over game for me. I'm going to lay the points, and I will take the favored Bengals over the Giants.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals, too, and I don't want to disrespect the Giants because they have been more impressive than I expect them to be, and their offense is rounding into shape and even put on two impressive performances. Well, an impressive performance without Malik Nabers, and he was out of that other game. So, I mean, I just don't think they're in, even though the Bengals are 1-4, I just don't see the Giants in that class. So give me the Bengals on Sunday night. And I also believe, too, that there's something to be said. Even though they're 1-4 and they've had some of these games where, like, we got to win this week, they get to 1-5. That's really, really bad. So this is desperation time, and you can't manufacture desperation, Boomer. I don't know if you've heard that before. Give me the Bengals.
Yeah, I take the Giants a lot, but not this week, not in this game. I am taking the Bengals minus the 3.5. They can put up a lot of points. I don't know if the Giants can run with them. And then the final game Monday night, the Bills at the Jets. The Jets plus 2.5.
Well, you know, with this uptick, I think Jeff Ulbrich will bring out the best in the Jets. I think he'll put an emotional team on the field on Monday night. I think that they realize that they have been embarrassed the last 2 weeks against the Broncos and the Vikings. And by the way, they could have won both of those games at any point in the fourth quarter. Yep. Hard for me to believe. I understand why they're underdogs, just simply because of the great Josh Allen. I don't know what Josh Allen's situation is. He's going to play. I'm going to take the Jets, and I think I would go under in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets. The Bills have looked terrible, and I know that's a week-to-week league, but they're just, like, really confused on offense. And there's one thing that the Jet defense does is play really well and keep the team in the game when the offense is doing nothing. And if I expect the offense to be better this week, like many people do with the Jets, then I don't know how you don't pick the Jets with the way that Buffalo's rolling in here. So, yeah, I'm taking the Jets as well.
I hate to be in agreement with you both, but I will take the Jets also.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Boomer and Geo Friday Football Picks brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.